doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm a good one.
They give you this gospel good news.
I'm already a believer in Jesus.
You are?
That's a
fact. Well, here, take this. This will be a blessing to you.
It's okay. You give it to somebody who doesn't believe.
Really? What does it mean to believe? You want to talk about that?
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is coming in the flesh.
Yeah, but what does it take to gain salvation? He came in the flesh once. He's coming again.
And believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord.
Do you have to repent? Do you have to repent and obey him? Do you have to repent and obey him?
I go to church on the Indian reservation. Have a good day, like I said. Goodbye.
God's people love each other. You don't love, you're not of God.
I told you have a good day and I didn't.
You don't love, you're not of God. So this guy's standing on the corner begging, and I went over to talk to him, and he right away gives me the I'm already a believer. And I start, you heard what I said to him, and what they'll often tell you is, oh yeah, they believe in Jesus. They believe. But when you try to find out if there's fruit of believing in Jesus, meaning do they love his word, do they love God's people, do they love to talk about the truth? No, they get angry and bitter. This is the false churchianity. He said he goes to church on an Indian reservation. This is the false religion that happens all over America. And it's not just with the business people and regular people. It's with beggars who are told God loves you no matter what you do. All you got, you heard him quote Romans 10. All you do is got to believe. And he got up. Within, 10 seconds, walked away angry at me. It's the fruit of these people out here in the world, whether they're beggars or millionaire doctors. They have not the fruit of being born of God. On Judgment Day, they're going to be sorely, sorely disappointed if they think that that type of faith, unloving, they don't care about the truth, they use Jesus as a get-out-of-hell card, they think that's going to save them on Judgment Day. That's why we're out here to look for sheep that will answer the call. He was no sheep of God. But we love him, and at least he got to think about maybe it takes more. He didn't give me any time to talk. He just took off. Down the gospel road we go. Out street preaching at a big festival today. God be praised.